Maybe he's not here. Well, we're going to have to go on to the election supervisor's report then. And we may have to continue it tomorrow because we do have to vacate at 9:30, and it is now 9:13. Casey Peters, I'm sorry. maybe you can take one of our mics.
Just grab this one. Yeah.
This is Casey Peters, Pacifica's National Election Supervisor.
Since we're giving our background, I will give you a little bit of mine, if you don't mind. I grandson of a coal miner who, from the age of 12, and then he became an organizer of the United Mine Workers. I was raised by a single mother, and so developed my feminist sensibilities. She did it before it was fashionable, back when you were supposed to get remarried really quick, after my father died. I planned to go to prison in the footsteps of Muhammad Ali, but I got a lucky number in the draft. And I started listening to KPFK in 1971, and I have been a listener sponsor for the past 36 years. I helped to found the Pacifica Accountability Committee in the mid-1990s, when it became clear that the network was drifting in a corporate direction. And I know we are a corporation, but we're not a typical corporation. We're a corporation that is a collective of people who are involved in the movements. I've been very active in electoral reform work, and that's how I fell into the role of local election supervisor at KPFK in 2003, did it again in 2006. So I sort of knew what I was getting into. When I was drafted to be the national election supervisor, I knew that about the level of strife that would be involved. A large reason why I took the position was, for one, my love of proportional representation and the importance of bringing greater degree of democracy to our country. Another was my love of Pacifica. And also, I knew that we needed to do something to fix some of the terrible problems that we have in our election process, have had since the adoption of our bylaws in 2003. They're very well meaning, but there were some serious errors that were cemented into the bylaws. I'm very happy about one aspect of the work that I've done in the last year, and that is that we were able, with the help of the Pacifica National Board's Elections Committee, very hardworking people from various factions coming together to try to address the problems of the election, that we were able to pass a bylaws amendment, which is not an easy thing to do. It's almost like passing an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We were able to change the timeline for future elections, so some of the difficulties that we have been encountering in this and previous elections hopefully will not be present when my successor takes this role for the 2009 elections. In 2008, we don't have Pacifica elections, and so this is a very good time for us to take an assessment, an analysis of how our elections work and how they don't work. It's very important that we not look at this, as I've heard many people say, as an experiment. This is a step toward democratic control of our network, and there are problems with it. That means we correct the problems. We're still in our infancy as far as our new governance structure. So I want to make it clear to you that there's no going back to self-appointing boards. This is something that we are working on together, and we need to come together to really assess what the problems are so that we can correct them. There's been talk about setting up an elections task force by the PNB, and I think that's something that we should do and not just think about. I would hope that the board would do that this weekend. I don't know what the structure of such a task force would be, whether you want to find outsiders to come in and take a look not only at how we function, but how other organizations conduct their governance so that we can learn from them. I found, for instance, some of the suggestions I would make to such a task force would be that we look at abandoning this very expensive and difficult way of distributing ballots that we use, where we have to pay a lot of money to what's called a fulfillment house, which is something I only learned in the last year. I mean, a mailing house that can do the work, which very few do. And good luck finding one that's a union shop, because unionism is very important to me, and I tried very hard to find a union shop to do this. In the end, we went with an organization that is not unionized, but I had the ballot pamphlets all printed by Union Shop, which they hadn't been previously. It's a fiddly job to match the ballots that have a personal identification number on them to the address and envelope that it's supposed to go into. And it's a very expensive thing. Now, I think that we can get around some of the printing costs and the fulfillment house costs and the postage costs by making our ballots available online. This can be done in a secure way where people cannot cast duplicate ballots. It's just a matter of taking the time and effort to do it, and then it's going to save us a lot of money and a lot of grief. My friend Mitchell had to name me co-defendant in a lawsuit having to do with people not getting their ballots. And this has been a problem in every round of Pacifica elections. And if you can just go to your library or use your own computer to go online and put in your membership information, download your ballot, then that's one less headache for all concerned. Another thing that I started in this election is a national website. It's not fully developed. There's still a lot of functionality that is missing and a lot of information, but it is bilingual in English and Spanish. We've done an okay job in setting up things like candidate blogs that go along with the candidate statements. I don't think people are using them that much, but it is a place where you can have dialogue. The idea was that the listener sponsors or staff members could have direct interaction with the candidates. I would like to see this, by the way, in place for all members of all the boards so that the elections aren't just the end of the process of communication between the delegates and the members. Rather, the election should just be the first step, and the delegates should have the responsibility of informing the membership of what's going on and asking for their input in the decision-making process. we can do this, I think, through blogs and other means. And I know a lot of people are not online, but still, I think it's incumbent upon us to develop these new means of communication in order to make this a more democratic organization than we have yet achieved. And I believe we can do that. I was on the agenda for, 3 o'clock today, I believe. I was supposed to be on for an hour and a half, and now it's 9 o'clock, something like that. No, 9:23, and we're supposed to be out of the room by 9:30. So we aren't going to be able to get as in depth as I had hoped. But perhaps I'll be on the agenda later in the meeting so that I can take your questions. And I know there are a lot of questions about the conduct of the election, and I think that I have found that once people come to me with some of the rumors they've heard swirling around, and I've had a chance to answer their concerns, that suddenly they're very supportive of the work that I and the local election supervisors have done. And I want to say something about the local election supervisors. It's an extremely difficult job that we're asking people to come in and do. It's a short-term job. It requires a great breadth of skills, and it's extremely stressful. And we are paying these people a pittance, and it's a very rare occasion where a local election supervisor is willing to come back and do the job again. So there's an incredibly steep learning curve, and then we have to start all over again next time. I want to thank my local election supervisors for doing the incredible job they have done. Now, so they've all made some mistakes, as we all do. But by and large, they've done just an outstanding job, I feel, in coming in and taking on a really gargantuan task. I hired them off Craigslist, which is an online bulletin board, because I wanted to make sure that we got people who were not involved in the politics of Pacifica. I wanted to bring in people who were, at least in the beginning, neutral. And I believe that the LESs have maintained their neutrality to a reasonably good degree. Certainly, they get beat up on both or all sides, and I can't think of one of my election supervisors, including myself, who has not been accused of being on somebody else's side by all the sides. I mean, everybody says, "Oh, you must be on their side because you're not on my side." Well, that shows, I think, that we're all doing a pretty darn good job. So criticize as you will, I have nothing but praise for my election supervisors. And they're your election supervisors, but they're answerable to me. And I am answerable only to the membership, not to the management, not to the boards, although certainly I have done my best to have an open ear to all. The job is really overwhelming. My wife, Marilyn, who traveled with me to Houston to do the vote count there and to Berkeley to do the vote count there and has been involved in this since 2003, feels that the election should be staggered so that the National Election Supervisor can focus on one station area at a time, so that you're not pulled in five directions with each of these stations having two elections at once and trying to get everything done. And I see that I'm getting the wrap it up sign.
Yeah.
Lonnie, have you been in the media a long time? Hey, all right.
Casey, we're really going to have to continue this.
That's
tomorrow. Will you be available tomorrow if we can work you into the agenda?
I'm all yours.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you very much. Is Mr. Larry...
Thank all you.
Is Larry Ham present now? He left. Okay, so he left. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your patience, your graciousness, and for coming here and your interest and involvement. We have to wrap this up. The hotel will not let us stay in this room another minute and a half. We will convene again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m., public session, and there will be public comment tomorrow morning, and the WBAI Station Focus will be the main event for the morning session, and in the afternoon at 1 p.m., finance discussion, and at about 3, Diversity in Pacifica, presentation by the Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism in Pacifica. Then in the evening, we'll have a presentation by the webmaster and a report on digital distribution by Rob Robinson. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending today. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.